mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, mega massive broadcast lined up for you today. It is the 15th of February, 2005. We're going to be live for the next 3 hours. We're going to have Dr. John Breeding on in the second and third hour to talk about mass mind control of our children, how the culture's been set up, how they're bringing in the new freedom initiative, how they're racing ahead with just every form of scientifically crafted brainwashing to smash the psyche of the American people, to forge us into a huge iron fist of global empire. Oh, yeah, the party's going to end real soon. This decadent cycle we're in, that's just to get us firmly chained down so the New World Order can have its way with us. Interesting news I have here in front of me. This is out of several of the big Canadian newspapers. Ottawa, an influential tri-national panel, has considered a raft of bold proposals for an integrated North America, including a continental customs union, single passport, and continuous security perimeter. Yeah, I saw the head UN general 8 days after 9/11 on Nightline say that they were going to do all this. They like to brag, don't they? And now they've gone from, oh, we might be taxing your cars using satellite boxes and transponders, to it's going to happen. Prepare for it. I've got CBS News. Just, this is the way it is. Of course, it's not the way it is, but they've learned. If they just tell you this is the way it is, most people are like rodents dropped into one of those mazes where they test and study rodents at the colleges. The rodent thinks that the contained world it's been put into is its entire world and never questions the parameters. Well, I don't think you're rodents, but some of you don't like being told that they think you're rodents, and so you get angry because you like being a slave. Okay, well, just enjoy yourself. Maybe you can work at one of the companies administering the satellite tracking and taxation and feel like you're part of the power system. And Bush, of course, urges renewal of Patriot Act. Well, he urges this every year as they pass more police state legislation. This is another propaganda smokescreen. They've gone far past the first Patriot Act, and the first Patriot Act does not have a sunset on it. That's a total lie, as usual. Oh, it does have a sunset provision subsection that's posted on Infowars.com, but that sunsets a few little tertiary, I wouldn't even call them capillaries. They don't even have any use in the bill, little platitudes, little nothing comments. It's like saying, we better sunset the tree in the backyard no one was going to cut down the tree. It's already there. Well, we had it set up to where in a year we were going to trim off a few of the branches, and so now the year has gone by, and in the case of the Patriot Act, the 4-year sunset is going by, and so we need to go re-up it, or the tree is going to get chopped down. They were never going to chop the tree down. They were just put in there, they'd snip off a few little branches that didn't matter. Weird analogy, but that's okay. All right, when we get back, I'll go over this and just so much more, folks. We'll also take a lot of your calls in this first hour at 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Hey! Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, the 15th day of February, 2005. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast today. We do have Dr. John Breeding, expert on the mass brainwashing that's going on in the New Freedom Initiative and leading the national fight against it, joining us in the second through the third hour because it's such a big and important subject. Here's the news in front of me today. London officials planting tracking chips in trash bins. Now again, yesterday I talked about this with a father who's fighting the big tracker chips the children have to wear around their necks in California, in the California school. And I told him, I've got the industry plans. They're going to have RFID readers on the trash trucks that scan everything in your trash can, everything you bought, everything you did at the store. And then with the new national sales tax that's coming out, they are simply going to then index it and see if you bought anything on the black market. And you ask, why would they want to know that? Well, because ostensibly the public excuse will be because we're going to have graduated sales tax. If you make under 15 grand a year, you won't pay any sales tax. But we got to make sure that you're not richer people. People with more money aren't sending folks out to buy for them. And see, I could talk for hours just about this subject. Just this one article. This is my frustration. Here's another one. Business Week. Closer to the remote-controlled home. And it says everything you do will be RFID. It's already starting. Everything will be tracked and controlled. Here's another one. This is out of Frontline Computer Solutions. ID systems and Unisys to implement RFID project for U.S. Postal Service. Every letter, every stamp will have a tracker chip in it. Told you about this 5 years ago. Again, I'm not sitting here bragging. Like, oh, I told you this. It's like I told you you had cancer. I told you you could have had that mole removed. And now you've got, you know, skin cancer over half your body. The country's probably going to die. I mean, just please listen to me. There may be a chance we can still cut it off. Okay. Here's another one. Chicago goes high-tech with cameras. Talked about these bulletproof face-scanning cameras years ago in Chicago, but now they're letting the public know about it. We were just reading industry documents 3 years ago on this, and they also scan your face and read your license plate and have drug sensors on them. So all part of the new freedom. And U.S. rules out incentives for North Korea. They want to go ahead and have a war with them. And I got an article here where a woman was strip searched and jailed after failing to pay traffic tickets at CBS News. I've got articles here where the NRA is supporting thumb scanning to buy ammo or guns in Massachusetts. And, of course, then that's total gun registration, but the NRA is supporting it, and so the gun owners will never even know about it. It's like the NRA, in a federal case last year, argued that all guns should be registered and not be allowed to leave the home in a major federal court case. All righty then. But again, just ignore me. I understand. Just say you're conservative. Hand in your guns. I understand. I understand. It just feels good to suck your thumb and think that, you know, Limbaugh and Hannity and Bush are conservative. I understand. People like being ripped off. That's why they go to casinos. People like being ripped off. That's women like men on average that are abusive, folks. It's really true. They like to be dominated. A lot of women are pretty sick. That's just how the culture is set up. But, you know, all of us are, I guess, like that to a certain extent. We like to be dominated. So, all part of the new freedom. You want to be dominated? Believe me, you're going to get dominated, America. You want to be slaves? Believe me, you're going to get what you want. I remember being in school and wondering why the guys that were mean to the girls. And I guess they knew back then, you know, almost instinctively, you know, just to act cool, to act like they were on the edge, to be rude to their girlfriends. And a lot of people grovel to that. And so I use that example, you know, for the rest of society. I think it was Napoleon, Hitler said something similar, many others did, that society is like women. You know, we need to be dominated and taken and forced and controlled. And I know my wife's not like that. I don't know, the girls like me because I was always friendly and interesting. But I did sit there and watch and notice the bad boy complex. And I guess society's kind of like that. People respect power, or at least the front of power. And just some psychology there for you folks. We'll go over that a little bit later. But I thought you'd want to hear about this. Now, every word I'm going to read, you heard me screaming about 4 years ago on this broadcast. You heard me 8 years ago screaming about it, too, if you were listening that long ago, but or 10 years ago in some cases if you're watching the TV show. But the reason I bring this point up, and again, I'm not crowing. I just got your emails laughing at me. I got the phone calls. I'd say, please, please, just check out my claims. Here's where you can get the documents. You didn't want to listen. Some of you didn't. But I really got upset 4 years ago because right after Bush got elected, he went to Canada, Montreal, and they had that big Pan-American Union summit. And I taped C-SPAN, and they were on there saying that we're going to have one currency, it's going to be called the Amero, and we're going to have tax for North and South America and Central America, and we're going to have UN troops in America. And so I got on the air, and I went and downloaded the documents, and I warned you, and I had guests on who were there, and I guess most of you did listen, but I remember 8 years ago, most people didn't listen. And then every few weeks I see an article like this, and usually I don't even cover it anymore. I mean, it's kind of old news in a way, but here it is out of the Toronto Star. It's also in the Globe and Mail and several other major papers. Headline, Border Talks Called Disturbing. Blue Ribbon Panel looks at North American integration. Canadian Vice Chair insists group has no hidden agenda. That's the headline. Then it goes into the article. Ottawa, an influential tri-national panel, has considered a raft of bold proposals for an integrated North America, including a continental customs union, single passport, and continuous security perimeter. Now, that's UN troops, folks. I've seen them on TV say it. According to a confidential internal summary for the first of the three meetings of the task force on the future of North America, discussions also broach the possibility, I love these articles, this has already been signed into treaty, folks, of lifting trade exemptions. It goes on, those last two suggestions were dismissed in subsequent deliberations, say members of the task force, an advisory group of academics, trade experts, former politicians, and diplomats from Canada, the United States, and Mexico, sponsored by the New York-based Council on Foreign Relations, which top neocons say don't exist. You're not allowed to call into the shows. If you do, they say it doesn't exist. I've heard them. Members said the task force's final report this spring will focus on achievable rather than simply academic questions like that of the single North American currency. Nevertheless, the initial debates prompted a sharp reaction from trade skeptics and nationalist groups like the Council of Canadians who fear business leaders and the political connected are concocting plans to cede important areas of sovereignty at the behest of American business interests. Try global business interests. They're offshore, folks. Council of Canadians chairperson Maud Burlow said the summary, a copy of which was obtained by the Toronto Star, was disturbing and shocking. What they envision is a new North American reality with one passport, one immigration and refugee policy, one security regime, one foreign policy, one common set of environmental health and safety standards, a brand name that will also be sold to school kids. Yeah, the brainwashing's in there. All based on the interests and the needs of the United States. Again, that's incorrect. The globalists that own America. She said the discussions and decisions had added weight because the panel includes such political heavyweights as former federal finance minister John Manley. And it gets even worse. It's a long article, folks. But that's just that I have here in front of me. Here's an email from a listener. Just thought I would let you know that Albertson's Grocery Store in Oregon, in Portland, is now using thumb scans to buy and sell as your mode of payment. Well, and the person said, this is crazy. P.S., can you link to your site to a news article about it? Look, it's going to happen everywhere. It's going to be the new national sales tax, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We're trying to stop it. They're trying to fight it, but these yuppies just keep giggling and laughing and saying it doesn't exist. And until they have their pension funds taken, until they're paying $6 a gallon for gas, and I'm sorry, that's going to be the price. That'll be the equivalent price. And you pay $2 for the gallon of gas, and then with the $3 to $4 conservatively per 20 miles you drive with the new transponder taxation grid. I'm real sorry about that. In fact, here's the article right here, CBS News, and they just flaunt it and say, this is the way it is. They actually say in the article, this is the way it is, knowing that most yuppies don't ever like to admit to themselves they're being dominated, so they will subconsciously engage in doublethink and rationalization and will instantly decide that it's good and they like it, and they'll line up for it. See, that's how these people operate. And they run our society. They're slaves. They're the worst type of slave. They're going to bring us all down, folks. And Bush urges renewal of Patriot Act, i.e. radical expansion. Lord Gonzalez sworn in yesterday. And it's just all coming up. I'll take some of your calls first when we get back. And we'll talk to you about whatever you'd like to discuss. And then we'll continue with the stack's about 7 inches thick today, and I'm going to try to cover most of it, at least give it all a mention. It's all on InfoWars.com.
I've got a weight problem. I have tried many different kinds of diet. I either have allergic reaction or it doesn't do anything. But I'll try it on my husband because my husband's really overweight and the doctor says he has to lose weight. My husband has been on Vim and Vigor for 4 months and he has lost 33 pounds and I have lost 36 pounds. And I'm just thrilled to death about this because we have tried many other products and this one worked fantastic. This last week, I had about six people say, Bonnie, you're losing weight, aren't you? What are you using? I said, Vim and Vigor, and man, it works.
Bonnie lost 36 pounds with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Isn't it time you tried Vim and Vigor? Call right now at 1-800-622-THIN. That gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. But you got to call now. Vim and Vigor, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Has anyone told you how the Patriot Acts number 1 and 2 is the groundwork to eliminate all of our freedoms guaranteed to us by the Bill of Rights? Have you been told that they infringe upon the 1st, 2nd, 4th, 5th, and 14th Amendment? This is minimum infringement. There may be more. Is your guaranteed right to freedom of speech, assembly, religion, privacy, and to own a gun important to you? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to take your order.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
Coming up, I'm going to go over the documents and read some of the propaganda articles concerning satellite tracker taxation systems. It'll be in all your cars very, very soon, unless we say no. Just to try to give folks an idea of what we're facing, because, you know, the big national talk show hosts and others, they won't talk about this. They won't talk about how we're losing the Second Amendment right now. No. They just talk about how evil and scary Hillary is. Well, we already know that, and she doesn't have any power. But it's all endless discussions of her and how she's sneaking around and what the Democrats are doing. You see, the neocons won't talk about how all their bosses are voting with the Democrats. But let's go to your calls right now. Scott in Michigan, then Fred, David, John, and others. Scott, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. I'm your big idol of mine right now. And I'm a 14-year-old kid from a small town in Michigan, about 10,000 people, you know?
Yes, sir.
And I listened to you a couple of weeks when you were on the George Norrie show in Arizona or wherever the heck it was.
Coast to coast, that one.
And you were talking about the barcode things and stuff like that going on at school. Well, I'm experiencing that firsthand right now because we're scanning our lunch cards and stuff like that to get our lunch, and we have to put money into it and stuff like that.
Well, I haven't seen the numbers in years, but 4 years ago, over 1,000 school districts had thumb scanners, no cash allowed. And I hear it's much worse today, so just be blessed you're not thumb scanning.
Yeah, I am. So
but the answer is fight those scan cards now because then they lead to the thumb scanners.
That's what we were doing last year in our school. Every single kid was telling our principal that these new scan cards suck and stuff like that. And we got done doing these special tests for our state like a week ago or something like that. And last year they didn't have no barcode or anything on them, but now every single kid has a barcode for this special test for your state.
So, yeah, and then that all goes into the database. It's under federal control, so they can test how well they've dumbed you down. Federal standardization is to test how well it's working. I have the federal documents. I've had top officials from the Department of Education on. They have the actual documents. It is all designed to dumb you down. Scott, good to hear from you. I appreciate your call. Be upright, be strong, rebel against the system by being upright and strong, and don't use drugs, and play sports and be involved with good people. That's how you rebel. You need to rebel properly. The way they tell you to rebel is to get you to their prison system. Victory is not going under their psychiatric system, not getting on welfare, or not going under their criminal justice system. Bottom line, they want to institutionalize you, and the best scientists in the world have built traps to get you into their system. Don't let them win. Have victory by being upright and strong and grow up and be a good father, a good husband, a good Christian. Fred in Texas. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I recently read an article about the JFK's executive order to abolish the Federal Reserve, and it went on to say that he wanted to back the American dollar with silver bullion.
Well, he didn't want to. He signed the executive order.
Well, and it also went on to say that nobody has contested it or changed it since then.
That's not true. One of the first things that LBJ did while on the airplane was send the 150,000 troops back that were on ships coming back from Nam, to rescind the order that was starting to take power from the CIA, divest power from it, and a order to reverse his executive order.
So isn't there any movements out there to abolish the Federal Reserve? Because I haven't heard very...
Yes, the good Congressman Paul and others have introduced bills to abolish the private institution.
So far, no luck, obviously. Well, that's all I wanted to say. I just, wanted to. I'd be very interested to know more about it. I'm reading everything I can too.
I need to have some guests back on about the Federal Reserve.
Yeah, I think that would be a good subject matter because a lot of people deny that it's even a private institution.
Hey, a lot of people deny the CFR exists when they're on TV calling for New World Order. I mean, it's any way to deny what they're facing. You ever know people that are just totally live in procrastination and denial?
Oh, yeah, every day. That's a lot of people around here.
I mean, how do you think, look, the Germans were denying what the Nazis had done up until the, quote, liberation, and that's why in many of the towns right outside camps, they made the Germans clean up the dead bodies.
Yeah,
you ever seen that film?
Mm-hmm.
They were still denying it right up until that point.
Yeah, I can't believe... Well, I can, I guess, because we've been dumbed down so much that if you just take a look at the history of what Hitler was doing and the state of how it's been going in America since Lord Bush got in, it's
people can't believe bad things are going to happen.
No, they say, that we're still on this high horse thinking, oh, nothing can happen to us. We're the best.
Well, people get on a power trip. Look, liquor sales and pizza sales. It was reported that both these were the highest sales ever recorded the night of the shock and awe. It was a party. People associated their power with that. It's the height of decadence and pure evil.
That's horrible.
Thanks for the call. Come back and talk to David, John, and others. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the Verbal Advantage they need for success.
To learn more about Verbal Advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark. With this free book offer, call 888-221-1715 and receive the book. The Bible says, for free, there is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling 888-221-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
We're going in. We're going in full throttle, ladies and gentlemen, against the New World Order. We've got to attack not just the superstructure of this global empire through the info war. We have to unlock the minds of men and women everywhere that have been enslaved by this matrix-like control grid. David and Cameron and Johanna and others, your calls are coming up. I want to continue with the news, or we'll never get to all of it. Of all the horrible things that are happening, one of the worst is what's happening to our transportation systems. The new wave of taxation is on many fronts. The age of big government has just begun, and of taxation and regulation is now here. But the largest sector of the new taxation grid is to be in your automobile, or your bicycle, or your motorcycle. That's a joke when I said motorcycle. Please, New York Times, don't quote me as using improper grammar and saying motorcycle. But the point here is that I say that because one time the New York Times made fun of me. It was interesting. This control grid they're putting in is horrible. And again, 9 years ago, a truck driver sent me a bunch of industry publications with the federal documents, and I went and looked up the accompanying documents that in America, every car would have a powerful transponder in it that you put on the dash that is read by these antennas on state, federal, and local roads, and that it all goes back to a bank account and then shares out the money. And back then, they were talking about 15 to 60 cents a mile for all cars, all trucks, but to start with the 18-wheelers and commercial vehicles. And then, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, the governor of Oregon called for it. Now Schwarzenegger's calling for it. New York's trying to pass laws to do it. That must have been 5 years ago. I had a member of the Federal National Transportation Board on. He was on the federal board. He was a state rep in Wisconsin, a Democrat, who faxed me documents. He was very upset about it, talking about more than 60 cents a mile. And so we found out what the big plan was. We found out the details of this baby. And now they're putting it in. It is federal. It is a federally sponsored legislation and federally sponsored funding that then directs the states to do this, just like they federally standardized the driver's license in December of last year, and now last week in the House. We had Ron Paul's office on about this. They passed it out of the House. It's now in the Senate for a Pan-American Union ID card and for taxation and regulation and DNA testing when you get your driver's license. I mean, they're passing all of this. Let's see them now try to implement it. And then earlier, you see how that meshes together with the Toronto Star and the Globe and Mail, where this big board is calling for the Pan-American Union and the Pan-American ID card and Pan-American taxation and regulation and a American Union currency. I mean, I just read it 15 minutes ago here on air. So, I mean, this is really happening, folks. The Europeans were not told they were going into a union until their governments just said, hey, no voting allowed. Your leaders are the only ones that get to make the decisions, your prime ministers and presidents, and they're signing over your sovereignty. They were told that the EU was a trade deal. It started 45 years ago. Just a horrible system, but they told them it was just a trade deal, and they merged all their laws, and, oh, it's a union, and now we're taking your rights away. So see, Americans won't know about this till we're already in it, and now because we're going in to the mid stages of this, pretty deep. We're up to our chest in it now. Soon it'll be over our heads. Now they're starting to announce it and tell it to you. And here's CBS News today. States mull taxing drivers by the mile. And now listen to the propaganda in this article. Just again, I can take each one of these stories and just analyze it. We just don't have the time to do it. But I'm going to analyze this short article that's actually a synopsis of CBS Nightly News last night. Now listen carefully. College student Jason Just commutes an odometer spinning 2,000 miles a month. As CBS News correspondent Sandra Hughes reports, his monthly gas bill once topped his car payment. I was paying about $500 a month, says Just. So Just bought a fuel-efficient hybrid and said goodbye to the gas-guzzling BMW. And what kind of mileage does he get? The EPA estimates is 60 in the city and 51 on the highway, says Just. And that saves him almost $300 a month in gas. It's just for Just, but bad for the roads. So, again, it's great for Just, but bad for the roads he's driving on because he also pays a lot less in gasoline taxes, which fund highway projects and road repairs as more and more hybrids hit the road. Cash-strapped states are warning of rough roads ahead. Officials in Car Clog, California, are so worried that they may be considering a replacement for the gas tax altogether, replacing it with something called tax by the mile, that Schwarzenegger proposed. Seeking tax dollars dwindling, neighboring Oregon has already started road testing the idea. Drivers, now listen to this, drivers will get charged for how many miles they use on the roads, and it's as simple as that, says engineer David Kim. Now let's stop right there. The big federal boards that study all this say they're going to do it. That's the plan. And now this Oregon expert just says that's the way it is. Just accept it. Resistance is futile. Well, let's analyze this, number one. If you read the different articles that are coming out promoting this and the different news pieces, they'll say this is going to make more money for the government and it's going to save money for drivers. Now, number one, America is now using 20 million barrels of oil a day, up from 15 million barrels of oil just 6 years ago. So, right there, is 20 million bigger than 15 million? The answer is, yes it is. In fact, I just saw some of the latest numbers, I'm wrong, it's actually 21 million barrels now. So, there are more SUVs being sold than ever before. There is more oil, more fuel being used, more petrol that is derived from the oil than ever before. It's just not true. So, number one, that's a lie. Number two, they pitch it, they sell it to the public as you're going to save money. No more state gas tax. We'll still have the federal gas tax. No more state gas tax. And this is going to be a great thing. Why, in Oregon, in the test marketing they're doing, and they've already passed a law to start this, as they just mentioned, they're charging 15 cents a mile during regular driving times and 20 cents a mile during peak times. Well, let's say you get 20 miles to the gallon in your car. The average is, what, like 26? So, let's think here for a second. What? Do the math. Let's say you're getting charged 15 cents a mile to drive, and you drive 25 miles. What's 25 times 15? We're talking about over $3. So, we're going to go from gas taxes that in most states are about 25 cents a gallon to $3. And these are the federal documents. Boy, man, this is a great deal for you, let me tell you. And for those that say they'll never get away with it, they'll never do it, it'll never happen, for those that say that, in the state of Texas, through federal regulation and federal manipulation, through federal guidelines, Rick Perry, the so-called conservative, is pushing for the entire state, every major state road and every city road, that is via the county, which is under state control, to have automatic toll reading systems. And they already put the readers up 3 years ago. I mean, they're already all over the highways. It's already all in. They're already building the toll road booths. They're already putting and the people in the state, they've had over 20 different polls, and I've averaged some of them together. It's about 95%. In Austin is the lowest because we're pretty dumbed down. There are 7% of us that are complete idiots. 93% in major polls in Austin and Travis County are against the toll plan. In Houston, they're a little smarter, I guess. 98% are against. 98%. Rick Perry literally laughs at everyone. Mayor Will Wynn laughs at everyone. And they admit that the tax alone in Austin, and then there's tolls that are going to be on both ends of Austin and the county, and then there are going to be tolls in Williamson and Hayes County. I mean, it's the whole state. I'm talking about where I live, where I really study it. The average family per car, this has been in the newspaper, will be $1,855 a year per vehicle. Ha-ha! Now, that's not even the state tax. That's going to be the local baby. And you're going to pay it, and you'll do whatever they say to keep your car. Now, I couldn't go to the meeting last night. I'm told that around 1,000 people showed up, even though the city last minute switched it, said, oh, you can't have it at the LBJ Presidential Library. You got to have it down the road. Yeah, that's right, the public meeting of the CAMPO board. And so I didn't get details. I just heard a lot of people showed up. And we're trying to get the petitions to recall the mayor who ceded the authority of the city over to the state for this unelected board. And on the state board sits people who also work for the major toll road companies. And then the day they get the stuff passed, 6 months ago, their family members get $300,000 a year jobs the next day at the toll companies. I mean, it's just insane. And we have all the documents. The state has plenty of money. Brewster McCracken broke ranks with him, one of our city council members, wrote a big editorial for the paper 2 weeks ago saying, here's the confidential documents, we've got plenty of money, it's corporate looting, we're going to hand over the roads to these private corporations through the state. And that's all it is. The private corporations are going to administer all of this, own the roads, and it's going to be just total piracy. You see, it's a mass looting that's going on. It isn't about having a good economy. It isn't about none of the money that goes into it. You won't get that. Your old tax money you pay, the base tax money, that's still going to pay for the roads. It's just all profit, and it's not free market, and it's like this with everything else. Folks, we've got a government where $2.4 trillion is missing from the Pentagon in the last 10 years. $2.4 trillion. Say it again. $2.4 trillion. Say it again. $2.4 trillion. That's why they want tyranny, because when they take your bank accounts, when they take your pension funds, when they take your Social Security, when they bankrupt everything by design like they did in 1929, you're not going to be able to struggle because they're going to have giant brigades of black ski mask police with microwave guns, sound cannons, and rubber bullets. Every major city, the Sunshine Project, got these documents declassified 2 years ago, has helicopters in warehouses waiting with knockout gas fully loaded. Why? Why did they set all this up before 9/11 they even had? Because they got bad stuff planned, folks. America is going to be an absolute science fiction hell. And a lot of people are scared of this, so they're deciding to join it. They're deciding to, you know, go along with it. A lot of people are smart, folks, but they're not good. And they're very afraid. Some are sociopaths and like it. Some are psychopathic and like evil. But a lot of them know this is true and have made the conscious decision to join it and to serve it. Well, there's not much room at the top of the pyramid, boys and girls. So I hope those of you that have decided to join this realize that you're going to be laid off out of the system too. So just keep hanging on by your fingernails, hoping that you'll be okay. Just keep licking boots and you're going to be... I'll never forget. At restaurants and at parties and stuff... Years ago when I had time to do such things, I would, have a Dell computer employee swagger over to me and go, Alex, I heard your show about the layoffs for the working class folks, feeling like they were an elitist. You know, somebody who makes $100,000 a year and, you know, has made $500,000 off their stock thinks they're the ultra elite when they're lower middle class. If you're a billionaire, you are now in the top 2%. Well, top, it's actually 0.1%, you know, in a very top little percent. People who are in the top percent, though, think they're part of that, you know, top 0.1%. And they swagger over, this happened a lot, and go, you know what, I mean, globalism's good, I'm doing fine with it, and you know, I think everything's going great, Alex. And I'd say, you watch, Dell's building, because I happen to know this, I even confronted Dell once about this at a press conference. I knew back in 98 he was building 3 plants in China. I said, you're going to be losing your job soon. Sure I am. And I go, well, the federal documents and Congressional Budget Office are projecting this. Just going off their documents, so you might... And they were making fun of these diatribes I was doing about how working class people, the people working in their plant, were losing their jobs. And it was like, well, I'm a mid-level, you know, I'm part of the elite. Man, I've seen those people. They've emailed me. They've apologized. They're bagging groceries, folks. And they, you know, they lost most of their stock value, everything. Well, you think the high-tech layoffs are bad? Congressional Budget Office a year ago said they're going to get 7 times greater by 2008. 7 times greater. So, and the same goes for cops and everybody else who thinks they're part of the system. Go ahead. Just think it. Think whatever you want. You know, delude yourself. Fine. Just don't listen to me. Just laugh at me. Go ahead. The only jobs we're going to be able to have are working for the government. And see, that's part of the plan. It'll be working for the government under a corporate structure. It's going to be fascism. I want to come back and take your calls. I appreciate all you great folks holding. I just wanted to go over this because it's very serious and we have a chance to stop it. Or to at least slow it down, but not if you don't take action. I'm proud of those that haven't taken action. Before I end this segment, I want to tell you about PrisonPlanet.tv. If you do have a computer, if you are online, you're missing out on one of the best services available. It really wakes people up. It's a dynamic service, and I don't care if you give a few of your friends or family your passcode. Just tell them don't share it, because then the bandwidth will go up too much, and I won't be able to afford it. But 15 cents a day, all 11 of my films, dozens of special reports, over 100 special TV reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, a whole bunch of other e-books, dozens of other great films, my best audio interviews, so you can listen to the best interviews in your leisure, and download them, put them on disc, share them with people. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. 15 cents a day. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can simply call toll free to get any of my films. Operators are there, bunch of different specials, bunch of different titles. You can call and ask about them. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or go to InfoWars.com and order hard copies of the films via the safe, secure online shopping cart. And your purchase also makes this transmission against tyranny possible. We'll be back after this quick break. Keep it locked.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses' populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets. Foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911 The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Within just a few years, every trash truck will have a high-powered radio reader that reads your trash, everything you've bought, with the embedded RFID chips in it. Source, USA Today. I mean, told you about that years ago. Here it is. Here's another one. London officials planting tracking chips in trash bins. Here's another one. Closer to remote control, Business Week. how everything in your home will be tracked by chip. Here's another one, ID systems at Unisys to implement RFID project, U.S. Postal Service. All stamps will have RFID chips. I mean, folks, again, I could talk for 30 minutes about each one of these articles. It's all happening. It is a nightmare taxing grid. The double fork of new taxation is your automobiles and the new sales tax, and they're going to keep the income tax. Heaven help us. Heaven help us. Let's go ahead and talk to David in Boston. David, welcome.
Alex, how are you today?
Good, sir.
Listen, I read today that Taser International wants to issue tasers to everybody. I mean, they want everybody to buy them. So
I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a. I mean, it's just like a gun. It's how it's used.
Yeah. I mean,
but police are moving to ban citizens.
Yeah.
Having them, that's part of the media demonization of them for now, is, oh, we can't have the citizens having them. The problem is the police are overusing them, setting the computers too high, shocking somebody for 10 seconds instead of 2 seconds, and there's a death now every other day with these things.
Amnesty International reported, I think, 79 deaths so far.
It was like 82 last week.
Oh, really? Okay, well, maybe that's a different one, but they've supposedly been monitoring it. And,
no, I'm just saying the number's 82 now.
Oh, okay.
Actually, there have been 2 more deaths. It's 84 now.
84. Yeah, okay. Well, I just figured that, maybe that was what they wanted to do, and they wanted to, you know, of course, they want to take our real guns.
Well, this is how it works. This is how it works. I looked at this a year ago. Why were they demonizing tasers so much? Tasers aren't bad. It's a good thing for cops to have if they don't, you know, use it on a 10-year-old who didn't put down the Game Boy, or they don't shock a 78-year-old woman. I mean, you know, usually it's just the cops are shooting somebody, so in a way it's better. Though it's killing a lot of people. It's the mindset, it's the overuse. It's great for, you know, people that don't like guns to have a taser. In fact, I think I'm going to go out and buy one, just to have it, you know, have it in a safe. That's why they're demonizing it. There's a big move to ban tasers for citizens.
Oh, I see. So this is kind of like the prerequisite to sort of the pre-demonization that maybe it's going to follow.
Yeah, police are overusing it. Well, if the police might have to be restricted, well, the citizens certainly do.
Yeah, okay. Well, another thing is, this past weekend, I wanted to let you know also that I was channel surfing. I rarely do that, but sometimes I do on the weekend.
Sure.
And came across A&E, and they were running a thing called Arnold Run.
Yeah, basically admitting all the Nazi stuff and the woman stuff, but whitewashing, and, oh, he didn't mean it. He's nice.
Yeah, you know, everybody's you know, they support him anyway. They love him, so... But I thought that was kind of interesting, another pre-propaganda for Arnold, you know, sort of prepare him.
It's wall to wall.
Yeah, it seems like it is. Amazing.
Oh, yesterday I should have mentioned what I found of Arnold. I never got to it. I'm, you know, making a film, and part of the film's about Arnold, about 20 minutes of this 2-plus-hour film I'm making. And, you know, we will sell no wine until it's time. That's why it might be a little bit late coming out, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. But, I found out some very interesting things about Arnold. You know, when his mother died back in 97, he had several different sculptures made about it. And I find the twin SS lightning bolts quite interesting.
Oh, that is interesting.
Oh, yes. And I don't even think I'm going to put that in the film, because it's just, you can't put everything in the film. But, you know, just it's little stuff like that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but the part that I flipped on in on was... you know, they were trying to present him with the way to sort of suppress all the Nazi affiliation and try to...
Yeah, he doesn't like Nazis anymore. It's just when his mother dies, he has a big stone obelisk made with twin SS lightning bolts. Thank you.